News Talk 1620 WTAW this Thursday, the first Thursday in November, which means first Friday in November is tomorrow, which means finding out what's happening with the first Friday activities. And Amanda Reynolds from the Downtown Bryan Association on the line. Before we get into what's happening in Downtown Bryan, you are among those in suburban Dallas-Fort Worth this week. What's going on?
We are. We are at the Texas Downtown Association Conference in Granbury, and we are just taking in lots of sessions with some fantastic speakers. And actually, we have a tour scheduled of their opera house, which was a renovated theater. So we're hoping to gain some information from that and look forward to our renovation of the Queen Theater and be able to apply that whenever we get back home.
And I'm sure that's just one of many things you'll be able to trade with your counterparts around the state about how downtown activities are administered.
Yes, the networking opportunities up here are just amazing, and we've met a lot of really neat people and got to hear all about their downtowns and how they're structured and what's the same and different, and share some ideas on events. Actually, just a minute ago, we were sharing some events about one of our wine swirl events that we had in the spring, and kind of tossing off ideas of how people do different variations of that and what works and what doesn't.
Again, visiting with Amanda Reynolds of the Downtown Bryan Association. Let's get started with the agenda for tomorrow and First Friday. I see in your news release the big thing. First ever MSC Opus performance taking place down there.
Yes, we are so extremely excited that Opus is having one of their special shows in Downtown Bryan. And it actually features one of the stars from Mad Men, Brian Batt. And he is doing a one-man cabaret show. So it's just him and a piano, and he'll be singing on some standards and some Broadway songs. And we are just thrilled that they are downtown.
What else is going on?
We have a new singer. She's kind of the folky, independent acoustic singer. Her name is Andrea Graf. She'll be doing a free acoustic concert at the Palace, and that'll start about 8:30, and she's going to play all the way until 10. So if you got football games first, you can go to those and then check out her free concert. We have Grand Stafford Theaters, as always, is doing their free concert. We also have some of the Bryan ISD Fine Arts groups. So Jane Long Orchestra and the Henderson Choir are going to be doing some short performances in the Palace before Andrea sings at 8:30, and that all starts at 6 as well.
And what's a First Friday without a movie?
Yes, a movie. Muppets Most Wanted is our movie in the park. Alan Honda has been a wonderful sponsor of our downtown First Fridays, and so that is a free movie. It starts at 7 this month because, as we know, time changed and it gets darker a little sooner. So make sure you bring your chairs early and get a good spot in Sale Park for Muppets Most Wanted.
Anything else for First Friday before I start picking on you about things happening around the holidays?
We've had quite a few businesses that have celebrated anniversaries recently. Downtown Uncorked celebrated an anniversary last weekend, and this weekend the Village is celebrating their 6th anniversary. So they're having a special art show in the alley that's featuring local artists, and they're giving away free cupcakes if you get there early enough, and they're also doing a community art project. So they're encouraging people to stop by the alley and literally put their print on an art project for their anniversary.
And then at least one thing as far as the holidays go, because I saw some social media out this week that the entries are now being accepted for the Downtown Bryan Christmas Parade.
Yes, our Christmas Parade is December 12th, and it is an evening parade, so it'll begin at 6:30 in downtown, and it goes down Main Street and up Bryan Street. It is free to enter, so we just ask that whenever you enter, have some sort of light so that everybody can see your float or your truck or your wagon, even if you want to enter that. But entries are free, and they can be found on our website at downtownbryan.com. We also have our Christmas lighting ceremony, which is going to be November 21st. And that will be our festivities will start in Sale Park at 6. We'll have different choirs and bands playing Christmas music, and then the actual lights on happens at 6:45. And so we'll have that. We'll have hot chocolate. We'll have cookies. All the Christmas lights will be on. We are having a Tuba Christmas performed in front of Carnegie at 7, which is a whole bunch of low brass instruments playing Christmas carols, and then we will be showing a free movie in the palace at 7:30 that evening. We have one more holiday event to kick off Christmas shopping downtown. We are having a holiday sip and shop, which will feature wine and wassail, the warmed apple cider beverage. And that'll be the day after Black Friday, so November 29th from 4 to 8. And it is a ticketed event, very similar to our spring event, where you purchase a glass and you get to visit participating retailers who are offering Texas wine and their own special secret recipes of wassail.
And again, all this information online at?
Yes, sir, at downtownbryan.com. Our Facebook page is Historic Downtown Bryan, Texas, and our Twitter is downtown_Bryan.
And again, from Granbury, Amanda Reynolds of the Downtown Bryan Association visiting with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.